Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's being called the Brooklyn Brawl. Democratic presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton sparred for 2 hours last night, and on occasion, it sounded like this.
If we can raise it to 15 in New York or Los Angeles or Seattle, let's do it.
If you're both screaming at each other, the viewers won't be able to hear either of you. Okay. So please don't talk.
That sound courtesy of CNN.
Oh, but courtesy was in short supply last night with New York's primary coming up on Tuesday. Let's bring in our political analyst. Paris Denard is a Republican strategist. Angela Rye on the Democratic side. Neither is aligned with any campaign. Paris and Angela, welcome to you both.
Glad to be here.
Paris, I want to start with you, because with all of that talking over each other and some yelling back and forth, last night's event, to me, when I was watching it, felt more like the Republican debates. What were Republicans thinking if they watched that last night?
Well, Peter, what you're referring to is passion. The Democrats thus far have had absolutely no passion, no energy, as Donald Trump says, low energy. And that's what you did not see last night. And so the thing is, we saw Bernie Sanders' new tactic, a new tone of going after Secretary Clinton. The question is, where was that tone and tactics of going after her, you know, 3-6 months ago? And is it enough for him now to overtake her and win over the delegates? It might be a strategy that might not do anything for the voters, but it might be a strategy that's more focused on targeting superdelegates to show them that there are serious problems and holes in her record and her trustworthiness and her likability.
Well, Angela, what do you think about that? Because clearly the stakes are now getting higher the closer we get to the conventions.
Sure. But even before the conventions, you have the New York primary on Tuesday. And there are two people who are claiming New York as their home, one adopted and one native son of Brooklyn, as he calls himself. So I think I disagree with Paris that it's been low energy and no passion. It has not looked like a reality show.
But we've never seen anything like this last night.
You have not. And I don't necessarily think that it is particularly helpful as you look past the New York primary. To Paris's point, this didn't happen 3 to 6 months ago. That amount of time, Bernie Sanders didn't think he could win. And I think that with the last winning streak he's had of 8 of the last 9 states, he's kind of feeling pretty confident. Hmm. So much so he went to see the Pope today.
Yes, he did.
Well, and so much so that he called Bill Clinton a racist. And Hillary Clinton said nothing to defend her husband, which I thought was particularly interesting.
Well, let's hear.
Well, it would be hard for her to defend him when Bernie Sanders also voted for the bill. But
I think
you're
referring to the 1994 crime bill that led to mass incarceration rates for African-Americans. Let's hear Clinton talk about that.
I'm sorry for the consequences that were unintended and that have had a very unfortunate impact on people's lives. I've seen the results of what has happened in families and in communities. That's why I chose to make my very first speech a year ago on this issue.
Paris, you were making a point there. I want to have you go and weigh in.
Yeah, the point is, you know, Bernie Sanders made the claim that the comment about super predators is a racist remark. And then Hillary Clinton didn't say anything in response. And then she went on to talk about gun violence in the sense that saying Vermont and ostensibly Senator Sanders is responsible for the guns that are coming into New York and the guns that are killing people in the streets of New York. This is why a friend of mine who happens to be African-American and a millennial, her name is Alma, she doesn't trust one word that comes out of Hillary Clinton's mouth because she feels that she's disingenuous and not trustworthy and not very honest. And so when you have likability that's low, trustworthiness that's low, and favorability that's low, I don't know if that's a deficit that she can make up in time by July or the November election.
Angela?
Yes, a couple of things. One is, if you're born today and you're black in this country, you have a 1 in 3 chance of spending time in prison. This crime bill is indefensible whether you signed it or you voted for it. The elements include increased number of officers on the streets, funding for more prisons. Of course, 3 strikes, you're out, started on the federal level there and laid the groundwork for states to implement the same thing, whether they're Democrat or Republican. This is ground that needs to be made up on both sides of the aisle. Of course, we've seen criminal justice reform efforts pick up in this Congress, but they've also waned. So I'm not going to blame any one party here, and I would say that both are guilty. It actually was not Bill Clinton's super predator remark. It was Hillary Clinton's,
right.
And
well,
I think her apology was a little soft last
night. Well, look, we need more time to flesh out that issue. But quickly, Angela, if you could, just lay out the best-case scenario for Bernie Sanders on Tuesday and beyond going into this election.
Well, Bernie Sanders has to hope that today's NBC poll is wrong. This poll, of course, has Hillary Clinton up 17 points ahead of him in New York before this primary. We've seen this before, where polls have been terribly inaccurate. So what he's got to hope for is that he can make up ground, that the people who he's exciting actually go out to cast a vote. And that is the biggest ground that Bernie has to make up. There may be excitement, but that excitement has not resulted in momentum that turns into a vote yet.
And as it has been throughout this election, he has to win big on Tuesday. Angela Rye is a Democratic strategist. Paris Denard is a Republican strategist. Thanks to you both.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.